Candidates in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District during this hour of Newsmakers. Incumbent Ron Kind, a Democrat from La Crosse, Republican challenger Dan Kopanky, also of La Crosse, and independent candidate Michael Christine of Holton. The moderator for this debate, held at UW La Crosse earlier this week, is Joe Heim.
Okay, the next question comes from the audience. Give one reason why. I'd like one-minute responses, by the way. Give one reason why your party should either retain or gain control of Congress this year. And I've forgotten who's first.
Mike. I don't have a party. I'm an independent. That makes me free to stick up for the Constitution and fight for the Constitution and fight for you. Every one of you in this room. I don't care if you're wearing a Kind shirt, a Kopanky shirt, or a Christine shirt. Funding ran dry on that one. But I fight for you. I serve you best when I serve the Constitution first, because it's a beautiful document made by genius people back 225 years ago. It's a pinnacle of human societal development, folks. It's what made us top of the heap and continues to make us top of the heap if we choose to follow it and get back to it. I am not a party guy. I am going to scream and stomp my feet, and I'm going to be in the news media pushing my plans. You can see my plans on Constitution Unchained. And the guy, we'll take this guy from Wisconsin that's an independent. He's going to be a media darling because he's different than the rest, folks. And we are going to take leadership back at the national level.
Thank you, Mike. Dan?
Well, look, we've been outlining all of the issues that face this country. And, again, let's talk about them. The massive debt. This Congress has voted in Ron Kind 4 times to raise the debt ceiling to $14.3 trillion. This Congress is the first Congress since 1974 that did not bring forth a budget. Who amongst us in the business world, in our private household budgets, could do that? But they can, because, you see, they got their hands on your pocketbook. That's why they can do that. But it's unconscionable that they would do that for 36 years. It hasn't happened until this year. So we need a little balance in Washington, I would think, and our party is poised to take the Congress and create that balance. Stop the spending. What kind of future can we have for these young college people that are soon to be graduating? What's out there? I've been on the campuses. I've been asking them. They are concerned about the 10% or close to it unemployment, and that's just the numbers that we know. So that's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. We need to have balance in Washington.
Thank you, Dan. Ron?
I think there is a very clear choice to be made in this election, whether to go back to the failed policies of the past that drove us into this ditch and created this awful hole that we're climbing out of, or whether we work hard, come together, and start making progress for the American people. I'm proud of my independent voting record, the fact that I am fifth out of 435. I've been willing to stand up to the political leadership of both parties in Washington, including the powerful special interests. They're spending over $1.5 million now in this congressional campaign running negative attack ads against me because they know that I will not rubber stamp their agenda in Washington. But let me tell you something. When you stand up to powerful Wall Street banks and powerful health insurance companies and large agribusinesses and big oil companies, they tend to notice. And come election time, they will spend what it takes to take you out. And that's why it's outrageous, again, that Dan's got a supporter and a doctor that's been working with 60-plus association and now leveling these untruthful allegations against Janet and my Eau Claire office. It's outrageous, and what we need more of is the ability to come together as a country, listen to each other, and start solving problems. No more excuses, no more complaining. Let's get to work.
Okay, thank you. We're now going to go into closing statements, and we're going to start with Mike, then Ron, and third Dan. Mike?
Folks, this is a huge election year. We've got the Republicans, we've got the Democrats. They're fighting, continually fighting, and people are sick of the two-party system. Two-party politics is coming to an end, folks, because we can't stomach it any longer. Our republic is at the precipice of a cliff. If we don't do something, our republic is going to die. Make no mistake about it. We are in tough times. My plan to bring it back, which I will pump and pump and pump, and I won't take no for an answer, is four-phase plan to get us back in the Constitution and restore fiscal responsibility. Phase one, compare constitutionality to what our departments are doing, our bureaucracies, and get rid of unconstitutional bureaucracies. That'll save $1.3 trillion. We take those savings, we feed it back and repay the Social Security Trust Fund that was robbed, and then we start cashing out. Take it while you can get it, folks, because that Social Security plan is not going to be there forever. Once we get Social Security and people moved out of Social Security, Medicaid, and invested and integrated into local hospitals, then we start phase three, which is pay off the remainder of the national debt. And then we reduce our federal taxes that we pay by 80 to 90%. But folks, 50% of you out there in the district are independents. Don't forget about that. These guys are the minorities, and I can be effective in government. Weaponofmassreduction.org is my website to go and look for my plan, Constitution Unchained. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Ron?
Thank you, Joe. Listen, nothing has brought me greater honor than the ability to be able to represent my home area of Western Wisconsin in the United States Congress, especially now when the challenges are so great. I believe I brought an effective, moderate, centrist, and independent voice for the people back home in Washington, in Congress. And that, I think, is exactly what's needed right now, to take on the political leadership and tell them no when you disagree with them, and also take on those powerful special interests who think now that Western Wisconsin's for sale and that this election can be bought. That's the type of representation that I've offered, and that's what I will continue. I haven't been afraid to reach across the aisle and work in a bipartisan fashion with many of my colleagues to address challenges and get things done. I think now more than ever, that's what the American people expect and want from us. A little less name-calling, a little less shrill, a little more talking and listening. Because I know there's a lot more we have in common as Americans than differences as independents, Republicans, or Democrats. But I've got a proven track record. Fifth out of 435 tells me I've been standing up and doing my job, taking the tough votes, and standing up to the powers that be in Washington and saying no when I disagree. That's not in the best interest of the people who I represent here in Western Wisconsin. And we've got to all be working together to get this economy on track, creating good-paying jobs, because a growing economy solves a lot of problems. But let us not go back to those failed policies that these opponents are offering. No more tax breaks to corporations for shipping jobs overseas. No more tax breaks to wealthy multimillionaires in borrowing money from China to pay for it. And let's stop this nonsense about privatizing Social Security and jeopardizing the retirement security of seniors throughout this country and right here in Western Wisconsin. With your help and with your support and vote on November 2nd, I'd like to continue to provide that effective, independent leadership for the people back home. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron. Dan?
Thank you. Tonight, you have seen and heard vast differences between the incumbent Ron Kind and myself. And this is not about me as a person or Ron as a person. We go to the same church. We've done that for 20 years. His family regularly attends our ball games at Copeland Park. So it's not about that. It's about the differences, the political differences between myself and Ron Kind. So if you're comfortable with a Pelosi-Kind agenda that has not brought forth a budget for the first time since 1974, has passed a cap-and-trade bill, energy tax that is devastating to the Midwest, including agriculture and manufacturing here in Wisconsin, has voted four times to raise the debt ceiling to $14.3 trillion, who has voted for Obamacare, which is another job killer, and who has voted for the stimulus bill. We were promised that unemployment was going to be 8% or less if we passed and borrowed from China $800 billion. It just hasn't happened. But if you're comfortable with that, you'll probably vote for Ron Kind. But if you want to send a true independent to Madison, someone who has stood up to his caucus in Madison, Ron Kind voted with Nancy Pelosi over 93% of the time. I guarantee you that would not happen. If you want to send somebody with some business sense, who knows how to balance a budget, who has created jobs in Western Wisconsin, who has had the answer to a banker, who is someone who understands servant leadership, that you hire me, then I'm your guy. I'm your guy. And I work for you. I respectfully ask for your support on November 2nd, and thank you so much for being here today.
Republican State Senator Dan Capanke of La Crosse. We also heard from incumbent Democrat Ron Kind and independent Michael Crescine of Holton. Candidates on the ballot next Tuesday for Western Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District seat. This debate was held this past Tuesday night at UW-La Crosse. The moderator was UW-La Crosse political scientist Joe Heim. Panelists included Chris Hardy of the La Crosse Tribune, John Davis of Wisconsin Public Radio, and Diane Withers of the League of Women Voters. The entire debate can be heard on our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. It'll also be broadcast this Sunday afternoon at 3 on WXOW TV 19 in La Crosse. And for this week, that's Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm John Gatto. Our senior news editor and producer of Newsmakers is John Davis. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website, wpr.org/lacrosse. And if you'd like to comment on this or other shows or have suggestions for future programs, you'll also find email links to our staff. That and more online at wpr.org/lacrosse.